This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. General Aviation has been fending off criticism from a number of fronts in recent months, but it got a little closer to home last week when JetBlue ran online ads depicting business travelers as bigwigs and urging them to try their service instead. The ads were cute, but Selena Shalad of the Alliance for Aviation Across America says they help feed myths about GA that are hurting real people across the country.
Well, in general, we just feel that right now there's a lot of hostility out there towards general aviation. For a long time, we felt that there's been a lack of awareness about the value of general aviation, particularly in small towns and local economies and rural communities, and that's part of why that is one of our huge goals, to educate the general public about the value of GA to these smaller communities. And as part and parcel of that, we've been increasingly concerned about all of the negative press coverage that we've seen in recent months, and felt that, you know, this latest ad by JetBlue, while humorous, was really not helpful to the overall hostile environment that we see towards general aviation right now.
Well, what piqued you particularly about the JetBlue ad?
Well, again, I mean, I think it was more of trying to set the record straight about, about the value of general aviation, about the fact that, you know, while this is a humorous ad, people should know that, in fact, this isn't really a choice for many businesses in most communities across the country. And that's a message that really hasn't gotten out there and that we don't think was helped by this recent round of JetBlue ads. So we thought, you know, we also got a lot of responses from our members, from folks out, in the general aviation and the business community who are upset about the ad, and we decided to go ahead and do a piece, an advertisement, which we thought that our members could use to help get out the message in their local communities. And again, this is part of a broader effort. It's not just in response to JetBlue, but it's really in response to a lot of the negative press that you've seen recently and just the hostile environment that has developed to general aviation.
What specifically has your membership been concerned about? Are they seeing an impact on their local airports?
They are. Some have raised the point that, I think our position, speaking from the Alliance standpoint, is that we need to hold company executives accountable, particularly when they're using taxpayer money. But what we've been concerned about is just an increasingly hostile dialogue and rhetoric about general aviation as a whole, whether, you know, you call it corporate jets or business jets or whatever name you want to put on it, we've just seen an increasingly hostile environment to general aviation. And that's why we felt it was important to do something.
Any other plans in the works as part of your general promotion of general aviation?
You know, we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing, and that is giving our members the tools and resources that they need to get out the message in their local communities about the value of general aviation. It's a really tough environment for us, as you mentioned, in terms of the implications on our members. We're hearing from across the country that people are having to lay off workers, that they're getting questions from shareholders about the value of general aviation, that they're seeing stories in their local newspapers vilifying, whether it be corporate jets, as I said, or general aviation as a whole. And so, you know, we're just going to continue to give our members the tools and resources and to help them to get out the message in their local communities about the value of general aviation.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time today, Selena, and good luck with all that.
Thank you so much.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.